Yo, today's QOD is bless that which you want. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. Thanks so much for tuning into our Finance Friday episode where we talk about all things money mindset. We've got T. Harv Eker back on the show. T. Harv Eker is actually the father of Jesse Eker, who is my coach. Jesse's the bomb. Jesse's killing it right now. I've learned so much stuff from Jesse and his team. He's got a course called Build Your Brand Online, and it's dope. I've been doing it for the last 3 or 4 months or so, and I've learned how to do online events and gotten better with my messaging. So if you need somebody to help you with your branding, definitely check out Jesse Eker. And you know, it's so funny because, you know, we were talking about parenting a little bit this week, about how a lot of successful entrepreneurs were parented differently. So it's no surprise that Jesse is crushing it online right now. Why? Because he was raised by T. Harv Eker. His brain was programmed differently. His brain was programmed for possibility. Like, Jesse doesn't worry about like, oh my God, I'm making too much money. This is a terrible thing. I feel guilty. Like, there's none of that because that mindset isn't there. He has a strong money mindset. He has a purpose, and that was instilled and programmed into him very early in life. And that's why he's successful. And if this kind of gets you down where you're like, oh my God, I wasn't parented like that, know that there's something called neuroplasticity, and you can change your brain. You can remove those limiting beliefs. You can resolve those conflicts. You can change your perception of yourself, as Michael Wickett talked about yesterday. So there's things that you can do. And certainly I would love to help you with that. Today, Harv is going to talk about the resentment that people have toward rich people. And there's a lot of that going on these days. If you want to be more financially certain and more financially free, you'll never be that way if you're resentful of financially free people. It becomes a conflict in your brain because you're giving your prefrontal cortex is coming up with an intention, right? And the intention is, I want to be financially successful. Then there's a part of your brain called the ACC that says, wait, you want to be financially successful, but you kind of don't like financially successful people and you can't move forward. Because it locks up your brain and you can't take action and you feel the anxiety when you start to move toward the thing that you want. It just doesn't work. So what we have to do is bless people who have money, not always making the assumption that they got their money in some terrible, greedy way, because the vast majority of wealthy people did not get wealthy that way. So embrace the possibility that you can become wealthy, rich, well off, whatever you want to be, in a good way, really helping and serving people in an unconflicted way without the fear. T. Harv Eker, coming right up.
All right, let's go to the next one here. This one here is a simple one and really short. Listen closely. Rich people always think the word what? Both. And most everybody else thinks what? Either or. Either or, as in either I can be rich or I can be spiritual. Either I can be rich or I can be good and kind. Either I can be rich or I can be generous. Either I can be rich or I can have my health. Either I can be rich or I can have time for my family. Either I can have money or I can have love. Either or, all that is called scarcity thinking. What kind of thinking? Scarcity thinking. And the answer to all of those is what? Both. Listen. You're smart enough. You're intelligent enough. And you are creative enough to create a strategy that works for you in your life. And if it's not working on day one, you readjust it until it's working on day two. The answer is what? Both. What is it?
Both.
Absolutely. You can be kind and generous and loving and spiritual and compassionate and really, really rich. Good or good? Let me ask you a question. How many of you ever heard the saying, you can't have your cake and eat it too? This, for my money, that is the absolute stupidest saying I've ever heard in my whole life. The all-time dumbest, the hall of shame, all right? You know, in my book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, I talk about this a little bit. And we give a lot of what's called wealth principles in the book. I want to read you this one. Rich people believe you can have your cake and eat it too. Middle class people believe cake is too rich, so I'll only have a little piece. Poor people don't believe they deserve cake, so they order a donut, focus on the hole, and wonder why they have nothing. Stand up for the declaration, please. It goes like this. I can be kind, generous, and loving, and still be really, really rich. Again, I can be kind, generous, and loving, and still be really, really rich. One more time. I can be kind, generous, and loving, and still be really, really rich. Just my high five and say, you have a millionaire mind. All right, good job, guys. Excellent work. This one here is such an insidious one. It's like something in the back of most people's mind, but they never will say it out loud. And it's one of the biggest blockers of all the blockages of wealth. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Rich and successful people admire and model. What's the two words? Admire. Other rich and successful people. And what do most everybody else do? They resent the heck out of them, yes or yes. Most poor and middle-class people often look at other people's success with resentment or jealousy or envy, or they snip, they're so lucky, or they whisper naughty things under their breath. You have to realize something so simple, that if you view rich people as bad in any way, shape, or form, and you want to be a good person, then you can never be rich. You can never be rich. You can never be rich. So you have to practice. Say, I have to practice. So instead of resenting rich people, I want you to practice admiring rich people. I want you to practice blessing rich people. I want you to practice loving rich people. That way you unconsciously know that when you get rich, other people will what? They'll admire and bless and love you instead of resent the heck out of you. Much better for creating wealth. Yes or yes?
Yes.
You know, I want to share with you a philosophy that completely transformed my life. Are you willing to hear it? It's from the Huna philosophy. Where does Huna come from?
Hawaii,
thank you. And it simply says this. Bless that which you want. Say it with me. Bless that which you want. Bless that which you want. So what that means is this. If you see somebody with a beautiful home, bless that home and bless that person. If you see somebody with a beautiful car and bless that person. If you see somebody with a beautiful family, bless that family and bless that person. If you see somebody with a beautiful, wonderful business, bless that person. Why? Because anything that you negate, you can never have. Never. Does that make any sense? And you got to watch it. It's so quick, isn't it? It's so quick to do a little tinge of resentment, to negate them. And meanwhile, you know you can't have it after that. So I have a little practice for you on this one. Next time you see somebody coming out of a limousine, I mean, someone who's got some money, obviously, not some party kids with 48 people in the limo. Prom night! No, you know what I'm talking about. I want you to walk over to that person coming out of that limousine. I want you to shake their hand. And I want you to say, thank you. Thank you for being an excellent role model for me for me creating success. Thank you for being such an excellent role model for success. Are you willing? All right, please stand up for the declaration. Hands on your heart. I admire rich people.
I bless rich people.
I love rich people.
I study rich people.
And I'm going to be one of those rich people too. Turn to somebody, give them a high five and say, you have a millionaire mind.
That was T. Harv Eker wrapping up the week on a Finance Friday. His website is harvecker.com. You can watch today's entire talk on the YouTube. It is called Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, T. Harv Eker. He's got a fabulous book by the same name, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And that's it. You have a wonderful Christmas Eve and Christmas and holiday. I'm going to see you in a couple of days. Go to my website, seancroxton.com. Pick up my free ebook, The Course Cure, 5 Invisible Reasons Why High-Ticket Internet Marketing Courses Are Not Helping You Build or Grow Your Online Business. Also, follow me on the Instagram at Sean Croxton. I'm out. Merry Christmas. Peace.